We're here. We're a few days behind usual recording time. That's on me.
It's all your fucking fault.
And why is that?
I was up being a youper on some snowmobiles.
Which, for those of you who aren't from the Midwest, means that he was in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And we call the people up there youpers.
Yeah, we do. We do. This is WDKS, and we are your geography podcast.
The more you know.
Well, we're here, and I already said that, so I think that we should just hear some headlines and just get going.
All right, today, it's your Caliente Cowboy co-host and current news correspondent, Reed Qualls.
Arriba!
With the headlines. 420-69. Crazy bitch. Crazy.
Hey. Y'all crazy, bitch.
But your fuck's all good.
I'm on top of it.
Then we're going to get into snakes. And this is a twofer, guys. I hate you. I wish I was never born.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Aggressive.
Just
like
the way
it.
I like it.
Now that we have the headlines, I think we should just start off with what we're drinking. I think, River, you should tell us what we're drinking.
Yay, I get to go first. I am drinking Party Wolf by Greenbush Brewing Company out of Sawyer, Michigan. We are up in Michigan today. Reed and I are both up there with our brews. Greenbush Brewing Company is a microbrewery. And Party Wolf is pretty good. It's an IPA. It's a 7.5 ABV, a 28 IBU. And I would describe the flavor as citrusy. It's pretty sweet. I don't know. I get kind of like a candied flavor from it. It's hoppy. I like it. It's good. It makes me want to party.
And we're gonna party. Okay. That was crazy.
So I like it. Party Wolf is good on in my books. I am enjoying it. I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5.
That's
Reed,
a decent score.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking something fresh from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the UP, from the Youpers, straight out of Marquette, Michigan.
Whoa.
It is Black Rock's Starman Pale Ale.
I love the label.
The label's great.
It's got a spaceman on it.
It's not printed directly on the aluminum. It is a sticker that goes around. It's a little matte. And on the UPC, they have a spaceship and a couple planets that actually like bleed into the UPC code,
it's
which I think
cool.
is pretty badass.
The overall design is very appealing.
I was at Buckhorn Bar. This was one of our stops when we were snowmobiling.
Becker.
And I asked the bartender if she could hook me up with a few different options of Youper brewed beers. And this was one of the options. I picked it. Absolutely loved it enough to buy a 6-pack and throw it on the snowmobile and ride it back to the hotel.
Hell yeah.
Just for you guys to taste it and get a review of it right here on WDKS.
So hit us with that review.
I think it is an absolutely phenomenal beer. It is so freaking smooth, especially for a 70 IBU and a 5.6 at bat. And it does have a very sweet, loving aftertaste. It doesn't hit you with that like heavy hoppy at the end. It's more of like a, hey, thanks for drinking me. Try it again. Untappd gives it a 3.94. I think they're a little off. I would definitely give it at least a 4.75.
You've been having a good streak with your beers.
I have. And I think it's because I've been doing a little bit more research in drinking several different beers at one time and finding the right one that
that's really important.
Fits me.
lots of research. Lots of
market research.
I mean, you have to go to the changing room sometimes and just try a few things on. And by changing room, I mean beer. And by trying things on, I mean drinking beer.
A lot of it.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my review. I absolutely love it. I think that Black Rocks Brewing is doing a hell of a job up there. Hopefully next time I go up to the UP and ride in sleds, if they're doing like a walkthrough of their brewery, I would love to stop by and check it out in full snowmobile dress. Kyle?
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Oh, thanks for asking. First off, I just want to say I'm a little triggered, Reed, that you said it was a sticker. Hurts my feelings a little bit. But
Kyle and I both locked eyes, and I was like, oh, no, the dreaded sticker versus label controversy.
I'm not going to get into it too much, but I'm drinking a Trenta Starbucks iced coffee with vanilla sweet cream and seven pumps of classic syrup.
Oh, isn't it thick?
Whoa!
No, it's actually very, very amazing.
Classic syrup is basically just like sugar sweetener.
Yeah, it's so good.
Classica.
I am drinking this coffee because I'm pretty sure that I'm still hungover from last week's episode.
And what would you rate that coffee that you're drinking?
I'd give this coffee right here a 4.25 coffee beans out of 5.
There you go. Okay.
Usually I would give you a hard time, but I know you get up early for work, and we are recording on a Tuesday, so you get a pass this time.
So now that we know what we're drinking, now that we've had some headlines to wet our whistles, let's hit the newsroom floor, guys. What do you say?
Let's do it!
All righty, then. We're going to jump right into it. We're going to get into the 420-69, straight up out of Colorado. So, Colorado has taken action against road sign theft. What road signs, you ask? Well, mile markers that read 420 or 69 have been replaced on all major highways in Colorado.
Nice.
You That's dirty awesome. Sons of bitches.
You high, dirty sons of bitches.
They have replaced all of these signs, and they now read 68.99 and 419.99.
That's fucking awesome. That was their perfect solution, is to the 0.99.
Yeah, and it pretty much just sucks all the fun out of it. Although I would probably steal a 68.99 because that's usually how close I get to actually doing a 69.
I need a laugh track effect.
You should be able to find
like
them pretty easily.
Like a soundboard button that I can just every time Reed makes a joke.
Or crickets.
That's crickets for Kyle.
Yeah, crickets laugh track for me.
And we need as well.
So CDOT, which is Colorado Department of Transportation, said that it was due to the consistent times road workers were taking to replace the stolen signs, and it was cheaper and easier just to change them all together. Another state that struggled with this was Texas back in 2011 when they constructed I-69 in their state. And it didn't. This article was straight out of Colorado, so it didn't get into that. I'm not sure how Texas handled it. I'm guessing they just shot the people that were stealing the signs. But Colorado took a more laid-back, chill approach.
Yeah, dude. They were like, you know what we should do about the signs, dude? 0.99, dude.
0.99 it.
It's close to the number, dude. It's close enough, dude. Just do it.
The first thing I think of, though, is like, did they move the marker itself? Because technically, mile marker 419.99 is not in the correct spot if they didn't. It should be moved just a little bit one way.
I really hope they did. They were really technical about it.
And some guy pulling it up like, oh, it's the only reason I'm out here is people stealing signs.
The CDOT, Ashley Moore, explained why they did it, but she did not explain if they did move them to the correct area.
I'm just going to go with that they did. They went through just to move it. A little, like a couple inches.
Yeah, I would like to believe that they did.
If you do like a challenge, though, there are still several highways in Colorado that still have mile marker 69 signs. They are just extremely hard to get to, and so rule that the signs usually don't get stolen.
WDKS road trip! Challenge accepted, Colorado!
I just thought this was funny. I mean, that it became such an issue, and there are so many 69 mile marker signs and 420 mile marker signs in people's garages.
Oh,
that
my
Colorado
gosh.
Was like, fuck it, just change the number.
How many of those people do you think were like out of staters that were traveling by, had just stopped at the weed store, and then they were like, dude, you know what made this trip even cooler, dude? If we took the fucking sign, bro. Or versus how many people you think were like home state Coloradians or whatever.
It was probably a lot of people vacationing like, yeah. Dude, you know what we should do? You see that sign over there? Let's fucking take it, dude.
I did find it pretty cool how this story was written or like came about. It's actually from 99.9 KEKB radio station.
Kekbe.
And one of their employees was driving down the highway and realized that they never saw mile marker 69.
That's so funny.
And like, did some research and called the CDOT to get the full story. And then this is just kind of a explanation, like quick story on this radio station's website. like Colorado didn't say anything about it. Wasn't big news. But like this guy's like, wait a fucking minute.
There's something going on here. He was like, I've been looking for one of those to steal, and I haven't found one yet.
It's just so funny to me because states like Indiana, where we're at, or Michigan, I see mile marker 69 all the time. I don't know how. I guess I don't know how much they actually replace them, but apparently it was like an epidemic in Colorado. like they just couldn't not steal them.
Hmm.
I mean, honestly, I would want one that said 420.
So we're going to go from road signs to a big red flag. Crazy bitch. Holly Cockerill, 24.
That is a crazy bitch name.
It is, right? I think just Holly. You don't even have to get to the last name.
Yeah.
from Manchester, surprised her boyfriend, Carl Hennan, 28, with a special shirt before his birthday bash with the boys.
Oh. One of these girls.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. This triggered me.
This oh, no, triggers I'm going to hate this. I'm about to be triggered, but I'm not really sure in what way yet.
You're about to be more triggered when you hear how long they've been together, and she still did this.
Oh.
They have been together for 7 years.
Oh.
But she still feels the need to buy and force Carl to wear a shirt with her on it and a message reading. If you're reading, by the way, if your is the first part, she spelled your wrong.
Keeper.
Awesome. So it reads, if you're reading this, you've been looking at my man for too long, and this is how I'd be looking at you if I was here. Hi, I'm Holly, his girlfriend.
Ew, I hate these shirts so much.
So cringe.
I saw these people at Walmart, this really fat couple, and they were wearing Mickey Mouse versions, basically, of this shirt. They had, like, Mickey Mouse ears on it for some reason. And said, like, I love my crazy girlfriend. I love my crazy boyfriend. And I'm just like, ooh, makes me cringe. It's so weird.
The only shirt that I would ever wear that would be kind of like this would be if I'm, like, 70 years old with Taylor. And it says, if found, return to Taylor. And yeah. Then her shirt says,
yeah.
I'm Taylor.
Yeah, I've seen old people with those shirts, and it makes me smile so much. I love it.
I do like that, but this is way too far. So Holly did post this on Twitter. The post quickly got 12,000 likes and 2,000 retweets, along with some amazing, and this is my quote, amazing trolls.
Oh, I'm so ready.
And I'll show you the trolls on here, too. One of the trolls came out on top. For me, personally, with an edit of the photo giving her devil eyes and horns and fire around the couple.
Yes! With
the caption, you're welcome. Let me scroll down and get to this.
Oh, my gosh. And I love how she used, like, a fucking... I thought it would just be, like, a cutout of her face, but it's, like, a picture of her pushing her butt out and, like... trying to look all sexy.
Yeah, it's this really slutty picture of her, like she's trying to be this Instagram model.
Yeah.
Kyle, I know you saw a little bit of it, but there's the edit.
Yeah.
It's really great. It's accurate.
I'm just going to say Holly's ugly. Like,
not
really,
nice.
Dude. If you've been with that 7 years and she's still doing that shit, dude, leave it.
She's just, I think the problem is not really how she's dressing or anything. It's just that she's being so possessive. It's like, where's your shirt that when you go out that says, my boyfriend, blah, 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 blah.
Seeing a picture of him, it's understandable. He looks like a dope.
They look like straight up out of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, they really do.
I can see that.
He's got like an unfinished tattoo.
After all the trolling and some of the comments were positive. Like, oh my gosh, where do I make a t-shirt for my boyfriend like this? And
that's not positive.
Oh yes, queen, and blah blah blah.
No.
But after all the negative stuff, she quickly backtracked on social media, saying it was a joke and the shirt will end up in the trash, which I think is complete horseshit. I guarantee you she made him wear this.
Oh, yeah.
To crack cold ones with the boys. If you go to the trouble of making that just for a boys' night out, I don't think it's a joke. Like, I could see if it was for a birthday or something, like some kind of birthday gag where you wrapped it and like, haha, and like he never actually put it on or something. I could see that, but like just for a boys' night out, it just seems strange. It's not his birthday, it's not their anniversary, like.
Yeah, it seems very strange, and it doesn't have the vibe of a post that was just meant to get attention. It has the vibe of like a post where
possessive.
She was like dead serious and
yeah.
being possessive.
Oh yeah. Well, and it makes you wonder, like, has he cheated on her? I'm sure he has, or she suspects that he has. He probably has cheated on her once or multiple times.
Well,
because that's just like a weird insecurity to have, like, to make a shirt like that.
Well,
even if it's quote unquote a joke, she might have said it was a joke. But I feel like that's almost like not a cry for help, but in a way it's like a backstab. Like, it's like it's like a slight against him. Like, remember that time you cheated on me? Now here's this shirt, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, like getting even.
Yeah, but she's like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's
gives them a look like
looks at them all crazy like fucking do it again.
It's passive aggressive.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what I was looking for. Passive aggressive. I'm like, you know the fucking.
Sorry, I spaced out. I would have helped you sooner, but I spaced out for some reason.
Drink the coffee faster, Kyle. There's no room for passing out here.
We have a way for words here on WDKS.
It's not called We Don't Know Shit for.
Did you have
our ability to speak?
I was just gonna say if he did cheat on her at some point or did something shady like that, then that's on him, but that doesn't really condone or make okay for her to make
behavior.
That shirt. Like, leave him. Or if he didn't do that and she's just being that way, leave her.
That's unhealthy.
Life's too short.
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those things that's shrouded in a joke, but it's not actually a joke. I definitely feel like
the unfortunate part is we make fun of it, and all those people made fun of that tweet and everything, but I guarantee that going viral reinforced her point. I guarantee it.
Well, it's almost like those girlfriends that will, like, go up to their boyfriend's Xbox, PlayStation, and turn it off. It's almost like that. Like, and then they're like, ha-ha, I'm just kidding. And you're like, no, you fucking weren't. You're trying to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, you were not fucking kidding. Or, like, a girl that throws her boyfriend's Xbox or PlayStation in a pool or something and records it like it's a joke, and it's like, that's not a joke, you're just fucking crazy.
I fucking swear forever. That triggers me just hearing about it. I told her years ago, I was like, when that trend first came up of like the girls like being all like passive aggressive or like pissed off, like throwing their Xboxes and PS4s out, I was like, you ever do that to me, we're fucking done. Like, not even for the sole fact of, like,
rude.
It's not even, like, I care about video games more than you. It's not that. It's just that those things aren't cheap, and I can't replace that. And it's, like, that's just disrespectful to me as a person.
It's exactly. That, like, would be, like, taking all of her makeup that she bought at Ulta or Sephora and dumping it into the trash can. That's hundreds of dollars in something that she might enjoy doing. And you're just like, you spend too much time doing your makeup and like taking it and throwing it out. It's the same. It's the equivalent.
Yeah. Or it's just like jizzing in her conditioner.
Well, no, I do that for fun.
Oh, okay.
I can smell cum a mile away, dude. You're never gonna you're never gonna
She did do that trick one time. On me.
All I know is hearing that story makes me need a drink. And if she wasn't snake enough, let's get into some venomous snakes. An activist down in the Amazon rainforest put 4 South American rattlesnakes in his mouth.
How did he fit them in his mouth?
I honestly didn't. It's a very, very tiny little blip article and then a video. He just put the heads in his mouth so they couldn't bite him. But in doing this, he was risking blindness and being paralyzed.
Yeah.
Also risking stupidity. Oh, wait, he already has that.
I do get the point of this. The whole point was for this photo video to go viral on the internet to raise awareness for deforestation of the Amazon rainforest.
Okay.
And hopefully make anybody that saw the picture or is listening to this research deforestation of the Amazon rainforest, get emotionally invested in it, and get called to action.
I see. I understand.
But putting...
It's kind of a gateway post.
It's like this, right? Like, it's like this. The Amazon gets deforested, and then as that happens, guys start putting snakes in their mouth. I see the correlation to where putting snakes in your mouth relates to deforestation.
I also just think that's not very nice to the snakes. The snakes probably think they're getting eaten. They're probably, like, scared to death.
I just don't know how he got 4 of them in his mouth, like, at one time. Like, wouldn't they have to be, like, a 1, 2, 3, 4 thing? Or do you just grab
all
of them?
It's like a cheeseburger. You hold all their heads together and put them in your mouth like a little cheeseburger.
Snake burger.
That was a quick one. It's kind of a gateway video, gateway post that he's hoping to open a door of enlightenment to deforestation of the Amazon rainforest through this. But it just seems like the wrong way to go about it.
I think it's a miss. I think it's a swing and a miss.
I think so, too. So there are not snakes on this plane, but we are going to step into an airplane.
All aboard.
A call to stop visitation. Kyle?
Yeah?
How far would you go to stop your parents from visiting you and River?
Oh, just destroy the planet. just make sure to get it all done in one swoop, man.
River?
I don't know, man. Like, they don't really come that much, so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't go to extreme lengths unless it was, like, they were, like, trying to, like, force, like, a weekend.
If they were trying to, like, if they were the type to try to force it, I would fucking, like, I'd be like, look, babe, we got to pack up the apartment. We got to move.
Yeah, but none of us would go as far as calling it a bomb threat to the plane that's flying them to you. Because that's what this 23-year-old student did.
Okay, that's smart.
Guarantee. He told his parents he was going to, like, get great grades and, like, graduate with honors. And they're like, sweet, we're going to come see your place and see how well you're doing. And he was like, shit. So he just was like, what am I going to do?
This happened in France. The flight was from Lyon to Rennes, France, on EasyJet. The flight was carrying 159 passengers and was forced to turn around and evacuate shortly after it had taken off due to the bomb threat.
I'm sure he's in jail now.
He is facing up to 5 years if they can prove it. So he's facing up to 5 years in prison. This is just me. If he were to go to prison, he will then be forced to visit with his parents because he won't be able to stop them. So joke's on you, bitch.
Now you're stuck and they're coming whether you want them to or not.
But I fucking saw this and I'm like, oh damn.
Did
this
he use
is
like a
gold.
Payphone or like a burner phone or something?
It didn't say. I'm guessing the reason they pinpointed because it doesn't say his name or anything, it just says a 23-year-old student. So I'm guessing since it's still in trial, they don't want to release or however France works.
Anonymity.
But I'm guessing since they pinpointed it, to him that he probably just used a cell phone.
If you're going to do that, you got to use a burner phone or a pay phone. Everybody fucking knows that.
This was confirmed through calling EasyJet that confirmed that flight EZY4319 from Lyon to Rennes on the 18th of January returned to Lyon as a result of security-related issues.
So does he not realize, like, they're just going to get rerouted? Like, they're going to come anyways.
Yeah, I mean,
it might take a little longer, but they're going to get there anyway at some point.
Maybe he was hoping to not only stall their arrival, but make them afraid to fly.
Oh, there you go. Really scar your parents for life.
But what I don't get is, I mean, France isn't that big. I mean, you can probably drive the length of France in a day. So why didn't his parents just drive to see him?
Maybe they're rich.
Probably. So, yeah, that's about the highest level I've ever heard of, like, no, fuck my parents.
I would just tell them, don't be coming over here. Don't be inconveniencing me. Not this week. Not next week. Never.
So, this is the twofer.
Yes.
The terrible twofer.
From please don't visit me to how dare you have me. Let's dive into conception consent.
Oh my God.
Why are you trying to trigger everybody during this one read?
Shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how far the world has come. This is where we are at because a 27-year-old man plans to sue his parents for having him without his consent. They had me for their joy and their pleasure.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was pleasurable. Duh.
Well, the act that created him, I'm sure, after it was a bunch of turmoil. Considering that this is happening, I'm sure they gave him all kinds of hell growing up as well.
Well, actually, the 27-year-old Indian man explains their relationship as good.
Oh.
Great parents, good relationship with them. They're great together.
Okay.
I see the correlation here. Great relationship. Sue them for having me. I think he might be friends with the rainforest guy from earlier because their ability to jump
swing
to conclusions.
And a miss.
Would you like to hear the justification?
Yeah.
Please.
I want to tell all Indian kids they don't owe their parents anything. I love my parents and we have had great relationship, but they had me for their joy and their pleasure. My life has been amazing, but I don't see why I should have to put up with another life through the rigmarole of school and finding a career, especially when I didn't ask to exist.
Oh, I kind of see where he's coming from. I mean, not to the level of suing them, but I get what he means because I guess as Americans, this concept is kind of foreign to us. But like in other countries, I think Indian being one of them, parents have really high expectations, kind of like how people think of Chinese parents. They have really high expectations. So he's saying, I think like my parents had me and they're like, you're going to be a doctor. You're going to go to school to be a doctor. And he never had a choice in the matter. And they're pushing him always to do this and do that. And I see his angle because overbearing parents can shape your entire life, but not to the point of suing them.
You know what, though? I see your angle, River. But my angle is, fuck that guy. His life, according to him,
is great.
Has been amazing.
Yeah.
And if they are pushing him to be a doctor, that means they're probably fucking rich. So you were a fucking spoiled ass rich kid trying to sue your parents because you got too much time on your hands because they what? Gave you too much fucking money?
Yeah, no, I don't agree with him at all. I'm just saying, like, from an American's perspective, not thinking about how foreign parents really can, like, push their kids with good intent. But really, like, push them heavily in one direction and not necessarily give them a choice. I'm seeing what he's saying. He's saying he's trying to send a message to other Indian kids. Do what you want. Don't let your parents push you into doing something that you don't want to do because they're overbearing.
I can see that too. And to an extent, I'm just playing devil's advocate, but it's like, this is a really bad way.
No, this is stupid. This is totally stupid. I'm just saying, like.
No, I totally get your side of it, but I think Kyle's point has a little bit more merit because it's like, okay, so your parents are obviously rich. They've literally probably given you everything as a child.
Oh, yeah, no.
And now that stuff's getting hard, fuck your parents.
Absolutely. I like totally.
That. Yeah, that's exactly what
I totally
I
agree with Kyle. I'm just playing devil's advocate on
the
side
and
of him and what he's saying he's trying to do, which is prove to other kids who may not have his situation of being rich and coming from, you know, we don't know if he's rich. We could just be saying giving the message to kids that might not be in the best position, but whose parents want them to be better and are like, be a doctor, go to school for 10 years and you have to be this. I think he's just trying to say like, hey, maybe do what you want.
But he's also pushing stuff like, isn't forcing a child into this world and then forcing it to have a career kidnapping and slavery?
Oh, God.
And
no.
Yeah, see?
The only reason your children are facing problems is because you had them. And he's also pushing stuff like, infertile is sexy. Don't respect your parents unless you want to.
Nah, dude.
This is the problem I have with it.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I have a problem with the whole thing. Do not take it as that I am, like, on his side. I'm not.
No, I get that.
No, like, I totally get it. And it's like, I understand what you're doing. You're trying to create a conversation. You're trying to present another side of it to open a debate up. Like, I get it. I'm just saying, like, I think we can all agree this guy's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, totally. Because
it's like, and like, true, we don't know for sure that he's rich. But I mean, if my memory is right and my stats are correct, I think that India has one of the highest income disparities of the current world situation. Like, there's not a ton of a middle class there.
Yeah.
So if you got enough of a disposable income to, like, sue somebody and not, I don't know, go without eating, then you're probably a little bit well off. And the fact that he says that his life is amazing in his own words in the article kind of tells me he's had a bit of a ride. And like Reed says, now that things are getting hard a little bit, he's 27, so I'm assuming that he's just getting out of whatever school he went to a couple years removed. Now he's like, oh, hell, now I got to do some stuff. Now I don't got to get it all handed to me.
But wait, I think we're skipping over the biggest issue of this entire thing. How the fuck does a fetus give consent to be born?
No, it's not a fetus because, at least in my belief, at conception, it is a life. So it's not getting consent from a fetus. You have to have a social meeting between your wife and you, your nutsack, the sperm it's carrying, and her ovaries and the eggs it's carrying, and get consent from everybody involved that is about to make this fucking baby.
Yeah, let me just go call up my nutsack and see when it's free.
Yeah, like, hey, sperm, have your people call my people, because we got a meeting with the ovaries on Tuesday.
Yeah,
like,
that's obviously not going to hold up. So that's why I'm kind of leaning towards the fact that he's just kind of rebelling against Indian culture towards, like, how parents act towards their kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but this causes a really bad precedent.
Right.
It's, like,
it's a bad way to do it.
Yeah, like, I get all of that, and it's like that, but that's where my biggest issue with his approach is coming. Like, you can say all that stuff, like, he is the you. Like, he can say all that stuff, but, like, I want to do it for this message or that message and this reason. But the precedent that he's setting, fetus consent or, like, a life consent, like,
it makes
what
no
is
sense.
That?
Yeah, what is that? It's what you said still doesn't make sense to me. Like, if the mom and the dad consent, they've planned for this baby, how is the fetus, how is the life you've created when it can't even speak
it's
yet?
It's a very slippery slope.
Consent. That makes no fucking sense.
It's a very slippery slope if we're not already on one.
Like, I still like that, like, your example there about that social meeting with everything really gets to me. It's like, is that what we got to do? Like, we got to go to a therapist?
Cut,
like,
your nutsack,
like,
open.
Let me make sure that, you know, I got a CPA on my retainer. Let me make sure that Koontz and Koontz is ready for me. You know, like,
I know the best. I know, guys, my new career I'm going to be a sperm translator.
Oh,
yes,
damn.
A sperm and an egg translator.
A sperm and ovum translator. So I can tell you if your sperm and your ovum consent to make a baby.
Oh, fuck.
Billionaires.
I'm gonna make so much money.
This is the final episode of WDK.
See you guys. We're going to get rich. Bye.
I'm rich now, motherfuckers.
Now, I have a problem with just this in general, and also what he's pushing in obviously a completely different culture, completely different world than ours. But if this continues to grow, because he's got a YouTube channel with 800 followers and he's growing, that's where he's pushing this infertile is sexy kind of thing. And if this grows,
makes no sense.
It's adding to another. It's just adding to the slope that we're already slipping down.
What is infertile is sexy? Well, what does he mean by that?
I don't know.
I'm assuming he's saying that, like, if you're a woman who's infertile, he finds you more attractive as a mate because you can't have children.
Honestly,
therefore, he doesn't have to worry
guy.
About it.
Honestly, fuck that guy.
Please
so
don't,
because
he sounds crazy.
Well, and there's so much wrapped in. It's just a ball of so many different things in one. It's like consent to be born, and then like kind of a feminist movement thing, but also like a hate women movement with being infertile.
Honestly,
and then
fuck that
so
guy
much into it.
Because there's so many women out there with a man, with another woman, anybody. There's so many people out there that physically cannot have children and want to have children, and he's like sexualizing being infertile, and that is such a struggle for some people that they can't have children, and he's saying infertile is sexy. That's so insane and insensitive to people who can't have children. That's crazy.
I didn't think that we could get any dumber than when I heard about now having to ask your baby for consent before changing their diaper. And
okay, say what now?
Now this guy takes it.
That's a thing.
What,
you guys didn't hear about that either?
No,
well, that was a while back. That was in Australia. An Australian lesbian feminist during one of their women's marches came out and said that it is disgusting that parents don't ask for consent to change a baby's diaper, and then it led into this big thing of parents, which if I would have had a writer at the time, I would have done the same thing. These parents recording their babies and asking their babies for consent before changing their diaper and going, was that a yes? Was that a no? I don't want to go to fucking jail.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
How would a baby answer and, like, what? I don't understand. This whole consent thing is getting out of control. You know what the problem is? Yeah. Humans were never meant to have this technology we have now. Humans were never meant to have jobs in the way that we have now. Humans were meant to spend their time struggling in a way for survival and not having the internet at their disposal. We got too much fucking time on our hands to devote our stupid primate brains to other dumb shit.
Wait a sec. I'm getting a little scared here, because what it really is sounding like to me is that you're saying the Amish are right.
Okay, that's different.
That's way different. No. What she's saying is technology and AI has surpassed the evolution of the human brain pretty much. And now that
we're grabbing at straws.
Yeah, well we haven't progressed mentally to the point of having all of this access and all this information and all this time on our hands.
Honestly,
we're
bored.
We've made life too easy on us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's quickly.
What I think.
I still disagree with that. I disagree with that because here is my plain example, right? We three
Wrong!
Of us.
I'm just kidding.
The three of us here at this table have access to all this technology
that
we're talking about right now. Well, last time I checked, Reed, you didn't ask your baby for consent to change its diaper, and you're not going fucking insane talking about suing your parents, and River, you're not fucking losing your mind. Instead, the three of us here are choosing to pursue academic effects and better our lives and do great things and be better people and raise families. We're not going fucking insane. So what I think is really the problem is that the dumb people are being given a voice. The dumb assholes are being given a voice. Well, the people that are bored
by
and are
the
choosing
internet
to not
and
do
then
anything.
More,
exactly.
And then they gather more of them.
But the thing is, it's not like I think that like it's a twist on what you're saying, because I don't think it's the internet's fault. And I don't think us having the technology is bad. I think that what it is, as us as a society are getting to the point where we're not saying you're fucking dumb, shut up. We're going, oh, okay, let me hear what you're saying.
Accept
now let's
everything.
All elevate you and accept that I have to now ask my nutsack if it's okay for me to have a child.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Rant over. Okay, I'm sorry, but that just gets me when it's like...
Yeah, it's the culture where you have to not offend someone and say, that's crazy, that's stupid. It's the culture that we live in now where everyone is hypersensitive and you can't just be like... What the? That makes no fucking sense. And it doesn't make any fucking sense because AY or XYZ. AYZ. It doesn't make any sense because XYZ. Instead, you have to kind of dance around your feelings. And also, on our side of the fence, people that are more logical that would like to have a conversation with these people. The type of people that are putting stuff like this out there are the type of people that just scream back at you and you can't have a conversation about them
or about it. Like those videos I showed you, Fleckus Talks.
Yeah.
Trying to have an intelligent conversation.
Right.
And they just scream back at
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Or maybe this will cross the line. Or maybe, you know, when you get somebody that's like, I don't know, this guy who says, if I don't get my way, I'm going to shut down the government until we build the wall. And I don't care what you say because I do what I want instead of having a discourse. I don't know. Maybe that's just
and
me.
Also,
maybe that's also a type of person that's poison.
And also, I'm going to order people to go back to work without getting paid.
You actually might be on. You might be onto something there. We're explaining this, and then you brought that up.
Yeah.
You guys, we just solved it. We just have a bunch of dumbasses running our country.
Yeah.
Because all they do is all they do is scream at each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it happened here.
They
we fucking solved it.
They scream at each other and they cross their arms and well, if you're not going to do that, I'm not going to do this.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have heard, but like, I mean, I wasn't just stylizing it. I mean, that is something the president said 2 weeks ago now. He literally sat in a press conference and said, until I get what I want, no one's doing anything because I will stop every piece of legislature that goes through until they do what I want.
And then instead of having an open conversation with the people that he disagrees with, they just scream back.
Yeah.
You guys. Yeah.
Trust me, it's not like I'm saying that the other side is faultless and blameless.
No, I think
like they're doing just as much
screaming. I think across the board, they're all pretty fucked up.
Oh,
they're just dumb, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
They're dumb people with power. I don't want to say this on air, so we can edit it out if we need to. Governmental holocaust? Like, can we just cleanse the government blood and then just put new people in that
guys,
are smart?
Well, that is the title of the episode.
Guys, this conversation is stressing me out. I need a beer.
There's the name of the episode, Governmental Holocaust.
I don't get
no, it's going. Where's my phone?
Oh,
I need to make
shit.
That note.
But yeah, I mean, we went kind of off on a
welcome to WDCast
bellied political. Up to the bar tangent, but it stories like that do open up conversations like that because it's like, You just sit back, and at least smart people like us, we just sit back and go, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. I've been doing that for years.
It's so sad. Like, and it feels like of all the people that are in control and all the lobbyists, it feels like, no, it's no wonder that so many people don't want to vote because when you actually are informed about everything working against you to get what you want politically, it feels like, you're just getting nowhere.
I think it's not even just political and stuff like that. Just stuff like this, it really just is everything across the board.
Yeah.
Because whether you're talking about what kind of food you like or all the way up to, like, international exchange shit, nobody really has a conversation. Like, people have their views and you have your views and you just scream at each other.
Yeah.
When we really get down to brass tacks and you have an actual intellectual conversation, we start to realize how much we actually align in most of our thoughts. I think we're a good example of it. I mean, obviously, very clearly that my political views or some of my worldviews don't align with your guys's. How is it possible, and I know we're family, but how is it possible that we're able to, because some families can't.
Oh, there's
how,
a ton of families.
How is it possible that we're able to.
Some people can't get together for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Over conversations like this. How can we can sit here every Sunday, today on a Tuesday, and hang out, and you guys come over all the time, and I come over, and we all hang out.
Yeah.
We have these type of conversations, political, environmental, all this stuff that would tear other people apart.
Even though sometimes things you say make me cringe. Well, I'm like, ooh, no, don't say that.
And it's the same way on my end.
Yeah.
But I'm not just going to sit there and just shut down the conversation. We always continue our conversations.
Right.
And there's stuff that I feel like hopefully maybe you guys didn't look at from your end. And I definitely look at stuff on my end that I didn't think of before.
And it's not blind.
Why can't we do that? It's not hard. Yeah.
I think that, you know, that's one of the things that makes this podcast so special. Like, it works so well.
Different viewpoints.
Because we're not just like there's a lot of three dudes on a couch that all enjoy the same things and all they talk about are things that they all love and all agree on. And maybe there's a devil's advocate in there somewhere. But the three of us, even with my own wife and I, you know, in the dynamic here, like the three of us are so wildly different in all of the things that we do. But we come to the table every week and discuss it, and we don't just get mad and scream at each other unless I'm too drunk, which is often. But we don't just get mad and scream at each other until one of us stops talking. We have a conversation, and that's one of the things that I think makes this podcast and this format so great is because we can do that.
We
bring news stories like this one and like the consent one that really get people talking and get us talking, and we all have different views on it, but we just sit here and we talk it out.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say that if you identify with the man who is asking for consent to be born,
the man in the mirror,
and you don't agree with our viewpoint, you don't want to listen to our, I don't want you to listen to the podcast, okay? If you fucking agree with this, dude, I don't want you to listen to the podcast, okay?
Now that
we
just made
it. Give me a one star and get the fuck out, okay? I don't want it.
Now that we just made a big point about how we value discourse and we come to the table and various viewpoints, if you disagree with us, get the fuck out. And with that, we're going to break, motherfuckers.
All right.
It's time for a break. Time for a break.
That end of that was so rough, I needed a beer.
Oh, you have one?
I have a beer.
Whoa, what do you have?
Stepping into Kyle's selections in the BS portion. Kyle, what are you drinking?
I got what was in the fridge. It was a Galaxy Hero. It was Reed's beer from last week. He left it here, so it became my beer. If you want to know about that beer, go listen to last week's episode.
Leaving everybody in the hang zone.
Gotcha, bitch.
But what I will say is I'm not letting you guys talk at all because I already got permission to take control of the BS portion for just a couple of minutes to talk about something I want to talk about.
Let's get it over with.
A new game just came out yesterday called Apex Legends by one of my favorite video game developers ever, Respawn Entertainment, responsible for Titanfall 1 and Titanfall 2.
And Kyle is rigid right now, and I do mean in the pants.
So hard. This game is really great. It's a battle royale free-to-play game, and it takes elements of Overwatch and Blackout, which is a battle royale edition from Call of Duty, and it's just super great, and you know, go play it. Just go fucking play it. You play in squads, and it's just so polished.
Squad.
It's so perfect. I'm going to make Reed play it because there is cross-play coming. It is free on the PS4. I'm going to make you play it with
me. You don't have to make me play it. I already told you I'm going to download it. Why are you getting aggressive with me? Stop trying
Settle
to claim dominance.
Down.
Because I want people to play this game.
River already knows that she's the dominant one, and everybody knows that that listens to the podcast. We don't need to claim dominance.
You got a good point.
I do that all day. I train dogs, okay? All I know is dominance.
She's my sister, and she freaking beats and owns my ass, and then you're married to her, so you immediately have to fold to her, so she's the dominant one. End of discussion.
No, I really was happy to see this. It was a surprise release. I don't know. You guys probably don't know that. Literally came out of nowhere. Some news leaked for it on Friday.
What?
Some news leaked on Friday that there was a new game from Respawn coming. But nobody knew anything about it. A lot of people thought it was Titanfall 3, but they just did a mystery drop Monday morning. Twitch streamed a release trailer and dropped the game. It was completely unexpected from everybody. It is a fantastic game. I played it a little bit last night. It's amazing.
Surprise drops or mystery? What did you say? Mystery drops?
Pretty much a mystery. It was a mystery drop of a game.
Mystery drops is what I used to do in college during blackout nights.
I just wanted to drop that little piece of information. I'm absolutely in love with it. I want people to play this game so much. Find me on Xbox. Dark Matter Cook is my gamer tag. Let's play some squads together. The only other thing I wanted to say is that in a couple of weeks, Anthem comes out. Oh, shit, yeah. I played the demo over the weekend, and that is going to be my other go-to game forever. I love games as a service games. I'm in the minority probably in terms of the internet, but I love those kind of games. I love the looting, the grinding, and all that stuff, and it's like you fucking ride around in a giant, or not a giant, but you ride around in a mech suit and fly around and shoot stuff, and it's so cool. Go look it up. The demo was so good, so good. I was super pumped. I just wanted to say it because my podcast is a scripted history podcast. I don't get to talk about this stuff, so I just wanted to get it out there and say it and get it done.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, I'm definitely jacked about it, too, and I'm going to download it when I get home. And I think it'll open it up to being able to talk about our gamer tags again. Like you, Dark Matter Cook, and me, Your Dude Read Q on PS4, and once they have crossplay, let's do it, dude.
It's in the works. They already announced that it's not available yet because they just, like, mystery dropped the game, but they said that they're working on it. It is coming. At least it's planned to come. Obviously, PlayStation, Sony has to, like,
yeah,
they're Sony and stuff. But they said that at least they're working on crossplay with all platforms, and it is something they're planning on. It just looks so good. It does something that no other Battle Royale game that I know of, I mean, maybe you know more, but has ever done with the class-based squads. You don't have an option to play solo. There is no option to play this game solo. You are put in a three-man squad against up to 60 players. So 57 other players. The map is smaller than, say, Fortnite. The circle closes in way faster than Fortnite. Even if you last to the end, a game at max is like 15 minutes.
I'm all in.
It's seriously, you drop, you pick up, you run around, you do stuff. There's not like 20 minutes of just collecting stuff, waiting to see a person, and then dying in the first shot. It's just so much good. It's so much better.
It's so much good.
I know. I'm excited. I don't get to talk about this stuff in an open platform like this, so I'm just like trying to get it all out there.
I'm all about downloading it and playing it as long as I get a chunk of that check that they're writing you for this badass pitch you're throwing out there.
No, they're not. They're not writing me a check at all. Anybody who knows me at all, you guys both know, I've raved about Respawn and their Titanfall series for years and years, and this game is set in the Titanfall universe. Same weapons, same lore, same character, happening around. It just fleshes out the Titanfall universe, and it's just really, really awesome.
It's a beautiful thing.
And Anthem is super cool. That's another game. I already mentioned it. That's coming. Super pumped for that. Yeah. I think I'm done with like the stuff that I just wanted to spit out into the world.
Well, now that Kyle has jizzed in your conditioner, River, do you have any bullshit?
How?
Do you want to think about it while I tell at least one of my stories?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, crack a cold one. So, on my trip to the Uper, the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, rocking and rolling on a snowmobile, I will tell you, on the 600, on the 600, tapped out at 103, that's all she had.
Damn.
Mouth got
on, yeah.
That's
got on,
dangerous
as got on Dad's new sled.
Oh, shit.
Got comfortable, possibly too quickly.
Oh, shit.
111, baby. Ooh. And had some throttle to go.
I think.
But didn't have enough trail left. I think I could have got it over 120, which I wanted to so bad.
On trail or in the open?
On trail.
I'm afraid of. The thing is like, I love snowmobiling. It's been a long time since I've gone. But I do love snowmobiling. I've reached 100 miles per hour in open area, yeah. So not on a trail. So for those of you who don't snowmobile, trails have trees on either side. So it's very dangerous when you're going 111 because it's kind of the same thing as think about a motorcycle. You're going 111 on a motorcycle and you hit a stationary object. You're probably going to die.
Yeah, the way I would explain it is like, you know when the Millennium Falcon takes off and the stars blur?
Yeah.
When you're going 111 on a snowmobile, the great wall of trees on each side of you, it's just green and brown blur.
Speaking my language, yeah. So these Star Wars memes.
I had to humble brag a little bit.
Yeah.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yes. But
I'm jealous, honestly. I miss snowmobiling. It's so scenic when you're beautiful. Not going 111 and you're in the middle of the woods in the Upper Peninsula and there's snow on the trees. It's so amazing to turn off your snowmobile and just sit there and listen to literally nothing.
Yep.
It's the most relaxing experience, and also being on the sled and riding down the trails and all you hear is the snowmobile.
It's very therapeutic.
Right. And if you put in headphones, you can listen to music if you mm-hmm. want. And it's the most like stress relieving. It's such a unique experience to be in the middle of nowhere and to be on a sled by yourself and experience the beauty of nature and just kind of your thoughts.
And Dad and I were talking about it too. We could sit here and talk for another 2 hours about what it feels like to ride a sled to people that have never been on one. It's unexcribable. I mean, inexcribable. It is an absolutely crazy feeling to be on a sled.
It is. It's so relaxing and freeing. And again, like just being able to stop and maybe like you got it. It's kind of funny, but like you have like miniature, like little schnapps or whatever.
Yeah.
Warm yourself up and take a shot of schnapps and keep going. And it's so nice. It's so relaxing.
Yeah,
it's a serene experience, especially in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I miss it a lot.
Did you have something to say?
A couple things. I was just kind of waiting for an opening. It's no big deal. But I was just wondering, can I go?
Yes.
I don't think anybody expected me to say that, but I mean, really.
I did not expect you to say that at all.
I'm really trying to. Well, we were talking about the skiing thing a couple of weeks ago, and
I'd much rather take you snowmobiling.
River and I were talking about it. About the skiing thing, and you know, I'm approaching 30. I don't want to become one of those grumpy guys that does nothing and just sits at home and never adventures. And you know, I've never snowmobiled, so I mean, I don't know. It just seems like something I'd want to try. I mean, I wouldn't be going 111 the first day, but
no.
Also, River, you missed a real golden opportunity right there. I really expected you to say it. You just pop in some headphones on the trail, listen to WDKS podcast where you're going, but instead you chose music, and I guess I'll let that slide.
You can listen to whatever you want.
I think it'd be fun to try.
Yeah, dude, I would love for you to go and be able to experience it because it really is a cool experience.
It really is.
We were up in the UP. We stayed in St. Ignace. It was our annual trip to ride from St. Ignace to Sault Ste. Marie, the Sioux, for the I-500 or International 500, which is a half-mile ice circle track with sleds, and they do a 500-mile race. They start at 10 a.m. The race usually ends anywhere between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., depending on the cautions. So we rode up there, rode back on the main trail heading out of Sioux. We're cruising down the trail. We pass some DNR sheriffs, and they're checking sleds. I look at the officer, and then I see him pass me. Then I see him kick his lights on and stop Dad behind me. I pull up, and Matt Lauer, one of our buddies, is looking back at Dad, and I'm like, let's just cruise, let's just go.
Yeah.
So we start flying back down the trail. I'm going about 60. Next thing I know, I've got a DNR sheriff next to me with his lights blaring, pulling me over.
Huh. Okay, this has never happened to me.
I had no idea that you could get pulled over on a snowmobile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the DNR are on the trails.
You're on your ass. I mean, you can't get pulled over for speeding, for you can't get in trouble for drinking on the trail as long as you're not over the limit. All they can really bust you for is a out-of-date tag on your snowmobile, which then can lead to, have you been drinking? Take off your helmet.
Yeah, it's like a license plate,
but that's
basically
really the only thing they can get you on.
So what did they get you for?
So I got pulled over, and I'm like, I from the time we started snowmobiling at like noon to this time, which was like 6 o'clock, I only had 4 beers. So I knew I was good.
Yeah.
Especially after riding, and you pretty much sober up quick on a sled when you're when you're hauling ass. So he pulls me over and gets off his sled, and I kick mine off, and he kicks his off, and I just look at him like, what'd I fucking do?
Yeah.
I put my hands up, I'm like, what? What do you pull me over for? And he's like, your tag. I'm like, my tag's good till April, jackass.
Yeah.
And he looks, he goes, oh, sorry, that one's orange. Most of the updated ones are blue. I'm like, well, you maybe should be looking at the number and not the color. He goes, he goes, no, you're completely right. I apologize. Hope you guys ride safe.
At least he was cool about
it. Yeah, they were young guys and super cool. But I was pissed. I'm like, fucking look at the number, dude.
Yeah.
Look at my bus, bruh.
I would say
they're big tags that glow, and they've got big ass numbers on them. And I passed him only going like 5, so he had to have been able to read it.
On the positive side of things, though, it is also fun to run across other people that aren't DNR who are sledding, and like just having conversations with random people on the trail, and you'll find that snowmobilers are so personable.
It's a big old family.
It really is. It really when people stop on the snowmobile, you always wave your hand. Like everyone always says hi. Sometimes you'll even signal each other to stop, and you guys will all stop and have a conversation. It's fun. It's like a really fun community.
But yeah, so I mean, snowmobiling's fun. That was my anticlimactic.
That's
story
fun.
From
the, that led to these the beers, weekend. You know. So.
Yeah, it led to these beers, so that was great. But I had never been pulled over on a snowmobile. Never thought I would, because I'm usually really responsible besides speed. And I cannot believe we missed out on a Kodak moment with me getting pulled over.
Yeah, you should have been like,
that might have been the most
disappointing. Take a picture with me.
Yeah, that might have been the most disappointing part of the weekend. Is we did not get a picture of me on my sled with a DNR officer with his lights blazing next to me pulling me over.
I'm sad we never got a picture of me with the sled on top of me when I tipped my sled over on top of myself.
I hear about that story all the time.
Because you're a speed demon.
Oh, yeah.
I do have one more snowmobile story, but did you think of any BS before I just back-to-back this?
I mean, I got something small, but you can back-to-back it if you want.
No, Kyle, go ahead. Let's break it up a little bit.
Well, we've been updating the studio a little bit, and I've been adding some more foam and some decorative areas. We'll get some photos on the Instagram this week of it. But
the cats that are destroying the foam.
You kind of blew the cat out of the bag, pun intended. With that.
I blew the cat out of the bag.
I was getting there.
I was wondering if you guys got a fucking hamster.
But we put up some more foam and shit, and trying to make it look a little better in here, trying to help the sound a little bit, and then I get some texts at work today with some photos, and she goes, we got to start keeping the studio under wraps because the fucking cats got in here for some reason. We don't know why.
They have literally 20 toys on the ground at all times, and yet they decide to come into the studio and literally take chunks out of our sound foam, and it's so fucking annoying.
Because, I mean, this stuff isn't – I mean, it's not like – $1 billion, but it's not cheap to replace this stuff. But yeah, there's we'll show you a picture of it on the Instagram. There's a giant chunk taken out of one. There's about 7 other panels that are.
I've seen it in the litter box.
I was just about to ask, are you?
They eat it.
Got a big chunk out of it is orange foam. So
oh yeah, it's in the litter box.
Shit orange.
Yeah, yep. It does not dissolve.
I love it.
And we don't know why. And it's like they're. You know, and it's not all stuff that you'd immediately think they could just get to, because they do climb on the desks and stuff. But this, the one that they took the giant chunk out of, is literally 4 feet above the podcast table. So I don't know why or how or what.
Because they're dicks.
I can't stop them. So we just got to keep the studio under wraps. But that's the studio woes for me as the guy who does all this stuff and now has to replace it. So, yeah, it just, you know. But other than that, studio's looking sweet. I just hung the monitor on the wall. Got some cabling going on.
Yeah, that's fresh and clean, dude.
I love how it came out.
Yeah, it looks good.
And I hit all the wires and stuff. It's just, I'll snap a picture of that, put it on my own personal Instagram, which is Kyle J. Weeks. Caught it this time, guys. Took advantage. I think that's all that I have to say, though, about that. I mean, it's just annoying that we can't figure out why the Cats do that. And I mean, a lot of you are probably like, just keep the door closed all the time. But the podcast room is also my office. It's also where my Xbox is. And those of you that have hung around for a while know that I like to play Xbox and be in the office.
You don't like to feel like you're in a prison.
I don't like the air to feel stale. I don't like it to, you know, I don't like to feel super separated from my wife, who more often than not also does her own things. We're not like attached to the hip people, but I like to feel that we're in the same world together. So I don't like the door to be closed 24/7, but I guess that's what we got to do.
Yeah, and when you keep the door closed, you just start to get a masturbating must in a room.
And that's no joke. Like, that's for real, dude.
Must resist.
But yeah, that's all I got for that. I just figured I'd mention it. Something to talk about.
I suppose I have an update. My skin is so motherfucking dry.
Oh yeah, join the club.
Polar vortex. I want to just fucking crawl up into a ball and cover myself in Vaseline. Can we fill a fucking bathtub full of Vaseline that I can just soak in for 24 hours? Because I'm literally dying.
I bet. You know what, though? We should do that because Vass I bet it would up. Get a million views on YouTube.
Oh, I guarantee
bathtub of Vaseline for 24 hours. There you go. I see it now. See all the ad
it.
Revenue.
I need it. I have this. My skin is like, it feels like leather. I'm like dying. I wake up, I lotion myself with literally like medical grade, like thick ass lotion at night. And I wake up in the morning feeling like a crispy fucking, I don't
potato
know.
Chip.
No, you know, not you know even. Like a pita chip, like a really dry ass fucking pita chip with no hummus. I feel fucking so goddamn dry, guys.
Oh, hummus. You know what you need?
I need.
What I've been using for Ryder that was doctor recommended is Cetaphil.
Cetaphil. It's Cetaphil lotion.
Cetaphil.
I use.
We've tried Cetaphil before. Now you use Eucerin.
Eucerin. Yeah, it's like clinical strength Eucerin. It has like some kind of special complex in it that's supposed to get rid of.
I don't know. That dry Cetaphil skin. Seems to be working really good on Ryder's super dry leg.
Is it Cetaphil or Cetaphil?
I don't know.
Well, what did the doctor say?
I don't remember.
I'm about to help you.
You
are.
Don't pay that
she
much.
She wrote
attention.
It down. I like. I told
she
her.
She never
it
said
down.
It to you in person. She was like, did. "Use this. Insert lotion here on your baby." This brand of insert lotion here is going to be great for Ryder.
Yeah, so that's my update. Today, when I woke up, I sent Kyle a bunch of desert gifts to explain my feeling.
But they were mostly SpongeBob gifts.
Yeah, gifts of SpongeBob drying up like...
Water!
Yeah.
Lotion!
I'm fucking dying. I don't know about all the listeners out there, but we live in the Midwest, and it's been cold as dicks. And for a white girl...
You're white?
That is hell. My poor little porcelain skin is like, help me, please help.
One last thing before you get to your second snowmobile story. It's really quick. I have a mustache, and I love it.
He does.
You do have a mustache.
I forgot this
works,
was a podcast.
It works very well.
And people can't see it.
I know. I love it. It's, you know, I.
He's also growing a man bun.
Yeah, I'm letting my hair grow out super long, and I'm going to try and man
yes!
bun it.
I'm ready for a beach mustache and a man bun. Mustache and a man bun. It's a mustache and a man bun. Put some music behind this and make a nice song. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was thinking about it, and I wanted to get a shorter beard because I was tired of the longer beard. And
I love it.
So I was like, I got the shorter beard, and then I was just thinking about it. I was like, you know what? The 20s were beard, Kyle. The 30s, going to be mustache, Kyle. And then I just went all in. I bought razors again. I haven't owned razors in, what, a year?
Yeah. I mean,
I
you're within,
razors and stuff,
you're within
so.
5 years of baby, so you really got to get that dad stash really
exactly.
down before we have a kid. So by the time we have a kid, you'll have perfected the dad stash, and now you'll forever be known as Dad Stash Kyle.
It's just really, it's like a really weird set of circumstances. Like, I've got the mustache going on, dedicated to it, dedicated to getting the man bun going on. We've been eating a lot of vegetarian meals
we've had
lately.
Almost all vegetarian.
I'm not sure what's happening to me, but I think I'm watching too much Jenna Marbles. I don't really know what's going on.
We've had three vegetarian meals this week.
And they were really good.
Yeah.
So we have DSK on WDKS.
The fuck is DSK?
Dad's Dash Kyle.
Oh, Dad's Dash shit.
Kyle.
DSK.
I'm just going to ignore the fact you said man bun and I'm growing one. Just so you know.
Well, technically, I'm just growing my hair out. She really wants to see the man bun, and I'm committed to, like, trying it out. I don't know if that's where we'll land, but
okay,
I'm committed to growing the hair out really, really long.
This means that I will be putting up a sign at the house that says, no man buns allowed. So
I'll just take it down. I'll let it flow.
Yeah, you have to let it flow. Because I refuse to
have you drinking
a beer in my garage watching anything on TV. If you got a fucking man bun.
If it makes you feel better when we watch the race, and if I do have a man bun, then I can just start talking like this, man, and help offset a little bit.
What about
like,
a pony? What about a man pony?
I could do. My hair's too thick for a pony. I'm not even sure if
a
my hair.
A man mane.
I'm
not
even
this
sure.
Whole conversation.
Reed's uncomfortable.
I know how my hair gets when I'm super long. Because
you're always super long.
I've grown my hair out before, pretty long, but it was years before I knew you guys.
I've seen pictures.
But I don't know how it's going to be if I let it go, like,
titty length?
Past the shoulders. Yeah, to the titty length. So we'll see. I mean, I have thick-ass hair. Like,
he really does have super thick hair.
So we'll see how it goes. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I was committed to telling more about myself in the podcast instead of just being a drunken idiot, to try and start a personality for myself and the listeners, a connection here. So DSK is in the house.
There we go.
I'm committed. I'm loving that. DSK is so great. That's I'm gonna
Dad's Dash Kyle.
I'm
love
tattooing
it.
Yeah. It on myself, right I'm on my chest.
Oh, rewind back to Kyle's Instagram. It's now Dad's Dash Kyle.
Dad's Dash Kyle. I like it. I need it.
I don't know if I could change my Instagram from. Yeah. It's been Kyle J Weeks for so long.
You act like you have 100,000 followers. Come on, Kyle.
I do have 89.
You might as well change it now. Get a persona, okay?
I mean, I guess
get
like,
it started. All right,
I'll try it out. I'll change my Instagram and my social media handles to Dad's Dash Kyle, and I'll see what happens.
Well, pitter patter, let's get at her.
That's a Texas size 10-4 there, buddy.
I fucking love Letterkenny.
Letterkenny's so great.
So, just a little bit south of where Letterkenny is shot at.
That's actually very, very far east.
Whatever.
Logistics aside.
Yeah, logistics aside. It's not really a snowmobile story, but it did happen in the UP. Uper Divorce Court, maybe?
Dun-dun-dun.
So Saturday night when we got back to the hotel from riding, Dad and I are out on the deck of the hotel drinking a few beers, just doing a nightcap before we pass out. And you guys are both drinking beers and getting on your phone. I feel like this story's boring.
No. I'm trying to secure Dad's Dash Kyle as my social media handle.
Let me get ready.
So Dad and I are sitting on the fucking deck drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette, and all of a sudden the door on the house across the street from the hotel opens up about a quarter of the way. And I, like, hit Dad, and I'm like, is that fucking door open? And then all of a sudden we hear, bitch, little dumbass bitch, little, I'll fuck you up, little bitch,
oh.
Bitch, little fucking bitch,
oh,
from a woman's
no.
voice. And then she slams the door, the front door, mind you, 6 times in a row.
Just like, boom, 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 boom.
Bam, 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 bam. And then slams it so hard the 6th time, it just flies open.
Okay.
It's like 10 degrees outside. The door's wide open. So Dad and I look at each other. We're like, did that just happen? And then once we realized that that was like reality, we both started laughing a little bit. And then it was about maybe 10 minutes. And then the door slams completely shut. We're like, okay, it's probably over. Well, then we hear a little bit of rustling around. We hear a guy talking in a monotone voice. He wasn't yelling back, but trying to defend himself or whatever.
Oh, no.
And then we hear the chick screaming and yelling again. Then all of a sudden, probably a 30 by 40 sized framed painting or picture or something comes flying out of the front door and
what?
Shatters all over the driveway.
Oh, no.
And then we hear again, "You think I give a fuck, motherfucker? Fuck you, motherfucker. This don't mean shit to me. I'll fucking walk out and drive this bitch right fucking now." And then again, over five times the door, wham, 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 slamming.
Oh my gosh.
And then Dad and I start kind of laughing again, like, I can't believe this is fucking happening right in front of us. And then we hear a little bit more chatter, a little bit more screaming from her. The door slams a few more times. And then the bedroom light comes on, and then it was all over.
Okay.
Isn't that bizarre? And it sounds bizarre as I'm telling you.
Yeah,
we've told a lot of bizarre bullshit stories on here. Being there live, I had so many questions and was so involved in what was going on that I wanted to walk down there and chance them seeing me.
Yeah.
Just to see what she threw out the door.
What the fuck?
But it was fucking hilarious.
Damn. I'm sure that was like high level entertainment.
I told Dad, I'm like, watch, we're going to hear.
Right, like, yeah.
Oh, fuck. It just went from gentle spousal argument to fucking homicide.
Yeah, no
gentle
shit.
Spousal argument. That's not gentle spousal
if
argument.
If that's your spousal argument, then you got bigger problems.
I just like this. Bitch, stupid bitch, motherfucking bitch. I don't give a fuck, bitch, bitch. Little stupid
so many
bitch.
Bitches.
Oh, I mean, man. It was fucking, dude, golden.
Kyle almost called me a bitch in bed last night. That was really funny. What did you say? We were joking around.
I don't remember, but it was like a joke.
No. It was a joke. Like, don't take it like it was an offensive thing.
I don't remember even
Kyle
what
and
happened.
I always seem to get a burst of energy as we're going to bed. So we start acting like a bunch of fucking idiots right before we go to sleep. Do not ruin my fucking story with you going into the
I wasn't
night.
Making any
oh,
noises.
I
was just doing. I was making no noise.
Oh, okay.
You ruined your own story.
So,
call yourself a bitch.
The story must be told. So, we're laying in bed last night, and Kyle, we're like bantering, like being a bunch of dorks back and forth, like, boo, boo. Like, we're always acting stupid before we go to sleep. Because, of course, what you want to do before you go to bed is get yourself amped up and act retarded.
Taylor, we're not alone.
So, we're like joking around, acting all stupid, and Kyle goes, River, you're such a you're crazy. And I was like,
good job.
Were you gonna say bitch? Were you gonna say bitch? And he was like, no, I was gonna say crazy. I mean, I don't think it was crazy. I think it was something else, but
I don't
remember.
It was
something like that. It was like, River, you're such a you're crazy. It was something like that. And that was pretty great.
You're a smarter man than I, because I usually say it in a joking way.
It would have been funnier if you would just would have said it.
And then Taylor, like, shuts down in a joking way and goes, you really think I'm a bitch? And I'm like, no, I love you. I love you so much. Everything's okay. Give me a kiss. And, like, and then she's like, nah, I'm just kidding. I'm like, you fucking bitch.
I mean it now, motherfucker.
I got to say, I got to pee real bad.
Well, with you having to pee... And I think we've covered quite a bit of bullshit, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to wrap this puppy up?
Wrap it up with a nice bow. Would you like me to go?
Yeah, let's do the socials and wrap this bitch up. River, bitch, what you got?
Alrighty, whitey tighty.
Golden.
I think that we're all a little loose. This has been a good... Before you go. Sorry to say go and then not go, but whatever. I think we're all a little loose. I think that this special Tuesday recording was really good. I think it went really well today. You guys tell us how you think it went in interacting with us on social media. And
please,
by saying
rate,
that,
review, and subscribe. We need a certain amount of reviews to get a overall rating on iTunes. So I really, 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 really am going to... really stress that you guys go on iTunes. You don't even have to say anything or say much, but give us your rating. Hopefully it's 5 stars, but we really, really want to get an average rating on iTunes. That'll mean the world to us, even if it's minimal. But I really, really want you guys to go onto iTunes and rate us. That the best way that it's going to show our podcast, it's going to show and recommended if you give us a review. I really want us to go from showing no ratings to showing a average review. So go ahead and go.
Give us five stars and then just on the comments, just bitch.
Yeah.
Period.
For real. We want to see if you could go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, if you're on your phone, just go give us five stars. You can say whatever you want. The saying doesn't really matter. But yeah, what we would love to see is a bunch of five stars and then. Because you can't say bitch, because I believe that Apple Podcasts will, like, censor it.
B asterisk.
Give us some variation. Give us your most creative way to call someone a bitch without calling them a bitch. That's what
there
we
go. I would like that. Like a big.
That's what we want
to
say.
How to say bitch.
Yes. Please go do that. Give us five stars. I'm just going to come out and say it. Give us five stars. If you don't think we deserve five stars, don't give us five stars. But if you think we deserve five
yeah,
stars,
please.
Give us the five stars. And then give us your most creative way to say bitch without saying bitch. And then with that, you can find us. Where can you find our podcast?
You can find us on Instagram at WDKSpod. And guess what? Our Facebook is temporarily discontinued. But we are going to be back on Facebook after I rectify the issue that I've been having with Facebook. So hold off on that. But until then, find us on Instagram at WDKSpod. And you can find me on Instagram at river.j.weeks. You can find me on Untappd at Maintain Jane. And I think that's pretty much
Gosh, I still love that Maintain Jane.
Right.
Did we get censored on Facebook? I just have to ask.
So
let's do it off air.
Hang on, just real quick. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll tell you the whole
yes,
story.
Yes, we did.
Okay. So since I'm already talking, we'll get into it. Instagram at official pod man read. That is R-E-E-D. If you don't know how to spell official or pod man,
you're not welcome.
Bye.
I guess don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. And if I do get into the video game, that is
Apex Legends.
Apex Legends. You can find me on PSN at your dude Reed Q. Hope to see you there again. Instagram at official podman Reed. Kyle, take it away. Finish it up.
Everybody knows what my social media handles are. Let's say it all together. Dad Stash Kyle.
Oh.
I changed him. You can find me on social media, primarily Instagram and Twitter, at DadStashKyle.
Yay, we finally got Kyle interesting username.
I finally have one.
It's a big moment.
You can also find me on Xbox at DarkMatterCook. That costs money to change. I'm not going to change it. I also love it very much. So, no, I'm not going to change that one. But you can find me there. That'd be great. You can also find my other podcast called The Library at some other place on Apple Podcasts. And just go search The Library and go fucking listen to it if you know it's goddamn good for you. Okay. Also, that's all we got. I think that we're out here, guys.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Follow us on Instagram at WDKSpod. We are here every Friday at 12 p.m. So listen in.
Bye.
Every week.
We'll
love
you
guys. Rate, bye-bye. Review, subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe. We out.
Bye.